In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the third Sunday of the blessed month of Misra. And the passage of the Gospel of this Sunday, we hear it often during the year. And we know about when the scribes from Jerusalem, they came down to oppose and resist the Lord Christ. So they came with this conclusion, that by the ruler of the demons, he casts out demons. Of course, this was not the truth. And actually, they were not after the truth. They hated the truth. And this is very strange that we find still, there are still some people who hate the truth. The truth for them is something very annoying. They don't want to hear it. They want to seek it. They wanted to surrender into the falsehood and being away from the truth. Let us go and review why do some people hate the truth. The first reason among these common reasons is that because some of the people, they fear to face the reality about themselves and whom they are. They do not want to know and understand and believe what they are doing is wrong and it has a specific name. For example, we find somebody is always in a fight. He is always struggling with the people around him. And then his explanation for this is the zeal. I want things to be done in a way, right way. And this is actually out of love of God in my heart. But the truth is, no, this is not. You have a problem. There is a problem inside your heart. This person will keep on avoiding and hiding from the truth. He doesn't want it to know about himself. A person who has a problem in communication, everybody with him is in the wrong. Everybody is not right. The people, they are not as they ought to be. This person doesn't want to face the reality that the problem is not in the people. If everybody is wrong around me, then actually the problem is inside me. This is the truth. But I don't want to hear it. I don't want to listen to it. And I justify myself always that the people are not right. They are wrong. I am right. Many, many examples. The Pharisees and the scribes. The truth about them, they were hypocrites. They wanted to keep their positions, even on the expense of knowing and understanding and believing in the truth. This is exactly the truth, but they didn't want to hear this. They wanted to hide from it. They want always to justify themselves. They feared the truth because the problem, they have a problem inside them. They were afraid of facing themselves. Sometimes people actually, they can sit with anyone. They can spend their time doing anything. The last person they want to meet is themselves. I don't want to meet and know whom I am. Truly, I don't want to know the reality and the truth about myself. So this is one of the common reasons why some people hate the truth, because they don't want to know whom they are. They don't want to know to come the wrong inside them that needs to change and to offer repentance for it. The second common reason why people hate the truth is because of the fear of change and the authority of the truth. When I know the truth, then actually I have to change. If I come to know that I have a problem, there is a certain flaw in my character, there is a certain sin in my heart that is hidden, if I come to realize that this is the truth, then I have to change. But the problem is here, we fear the change. We do not like it. We avoid it as much as we can. The authority, the truth has authority. Whenever the people come to know it, then eventually they cannot accept either to change or to deny and hate the truth. Sometimes people, they know that maybe if I go and search and I dig inside the dogma, I will come to realize that maybe this kind of belief system that I'm adopting is wrong. But I don't want to go into this, because if I know that, then I have to change, and this is something I don't feel comfortable with. A lot of people, they hate the truth simply because they do not want to change. They feel comfortable where they are. The scribes and the Pharisees were among those people. If this is the truth, this is the Messiah, then what's going to happen? Then we have to give up what we are calling and preaching to the people. We have to give up this and this and our positions as leaders to the people. And we do not want this to happen. I hate the truth because I don't want to change. The third reason why people hate the truth is sometimes because of the presence of biases. I have a bias that actually is hindering me from coming to know and embrace the truth. These biases might be emotional. I have some emotional bias. For example, a boy loves a girl. She is from a different denomination. Then I start speaking about the love and about how we should tolerate everyone and hear all of these things that at the end of the day will make me justified into pursuing this new belief system. Here I have a bias, and this bias is emotional. I don't want to know the truth. I hate it simply because I have a bias inside me. Another bias is the bias of immorality. This is an immorality. For example, I will give you one of the examples that might happen around us. A man or a woman feel like she or he is driven by a lust towards somebody. Then instead of saying that, I have a problem, this is the truth, I have to deal with it, I have to expose it and repent it, then we come and say anything. The other person is mistaken. This feelings are not something bad. They are not unclean. It's just a sympathy. And we start giving names to immorality. Why people sometimes they deny God and they do not want to know about Him? One of the reasons is the presence of an immorality. This immorality makes them biased against the truth. Another bias is the bias of envy and hatred. I don't want to know the truth. I hate it. And I call it another name simply because I am envious. I am jealous. This is the fact that I am trying to avoid. I am envious to those people, and then I justify why I hate them, because they are not good, they are bad. The problem is not in them, the problem is in me, but I don't want to hear the truth. Simply, I want to avoid it, I don't like it. So, it is, again, it's maybe what we think, that everybody should love the truth. Yes, everybody should love the truth. The Lord Christ Himself defined Himself being the truth. But sometimes, unfortunately, people hate the truth, as the scribes and the Pharisees hated the Lord. These are some of the common reasons. People hate the truth because they fear to face the reality about whom they are truly. People hate the truth when they fear to change, and they fear the authority of the truth. And sometimes they hate the truth because of the presence of biases, either emotional or immorality or envy and hatred inside their hearts. Those people who hate the truth, how do they react to it? This also can be something that we can benefit from. When we hate the truth, what usually we tend to do? The people who hate the truth, first of all, they underestimate it and they avoid it. They underestimate what they feel. They underestimate what they believe. They say, no problem. For example, the people, when they do not want the truth about the differences between denominations and churches, they come at the end of the day and say, what is the difference? We are all in Christ. We all love God. And then hear what we are doing. We are underestimating the truth, diluting it to become something irrelevant. This is a problem now we are facing in this world around us. The truth is so much irrelevant. Who cares? If you believe in Christ, that's it. Again, it's the same applied on whom we are. All the sins that is in ourselves, sometimes we underestimate it. We call it other name. We call all the negative feelings something to be less bad to our senses and our mind. People tend to underestimate and avoid the truth whenever really they hate it. They don't want to come to the church and say that, what about the people who come to the church? Are they good people? As if by staying in their houses, judging the people in the church, this will make them good. The problem is actually They hear, they are avoiding the truth. I don't want to hear something that rebuke my conscience. I don't want to hear something that make me now have to change. Then they avoid it and they underestimate it. People, when they hate the truth also, they tend to suppress it or resist it, exactly as the scribes and the Pharisees made. They tried always to resist the truth and suppress it. Whenever they hear it, they come with something to answer back. And Saint Paul warns those people who suppress and resist the truth by saying, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness." They suppress the truth. We hear every day theories about evolution and how the whole universe came by itself. Hear what the people are doing. They are suppressing or resisting the truth. The people who resist or hate the truth as well, they tend to persecute those who speak of it. This is something normal. If this person, by his teaching, he's rebuking me, then what I'm going to do is, I will resist this person. Even if unconsciously I'm doing this, but at the end of the day, if this person, I prove that he is in the wrong, then I am justified. This is exactly the example of today. The scribes were trying to prove that the Lord Christ has demon in him. Then when he is demon possessed, then what he is speaking now is irrelevant, it's not important, and then we are justified. Sometimes we feel good when those people who are teaching us, we catch them in a fall. We feel good because now if they are wrong, then this will make us right. We are all in the same boat. They tended to persecute those who speak of it. He'd hear the prophecy in Amos. They hate the one who rebukes in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks uprightly. A prophecy about the coming of the Messiah, and how those people who hate the truth, they faced him and they oppressed and persecuted him. The people who hate the truth also, they tended to shelter themselves in the ignorance of the multitudes around them. They feel comfortable that we are all in agreement. Everybody says the same. We are good because we are not the only people who are saying so. Why they do this? Why they want to shelter themselves in the ignorance of the people around them? Simply because this will make them feel safe. The truth now is not there. Actually, nobody knows it. You hear it now, it's very common saying that the truth is relative. Who knows the truth? The people, as if they are speaking of wisdom, and say, who knows the truth? Of course, if we do not know the truth, we cannot know God. He is the truth, and He is absolute. But this is something also, a tendency. When the people, they don't want to know the truth, they hate it, they shelter themselves in the ignorance of the multitude. They say, is God is going to make all those people to perish? Are you the only people who are going to go to heaven? And all of these questions that have no meaning. We never claim that we are the only people who are going to go to heaven. But is it because everyone is saying, I'm Christian, then he is embracing the truth? We all know that it's not true. But do we care to know where the truth is? Or we feel comfortable in the ignorance and not knowing anything, but meanwhile, we are many. It's everybody is the same. Let me tell you something. The Lord, actually God, did not pity the whole world when they were all in the same, in the ignorance of sin, and He made the whole world to perish, only saved Noah and the seven people with him. The agreement of the multitude on the wrong will not make God to change His mind on how He is going to judge the world. The last point, those people who love the truth, what usually they do, what actually they ought to do? First of all, they pursue it with diligence. They want to know it. We might sometimes we assume that we love the truth, we want to know it, but do we pursue it? Do we try to know it? Look here, King David, speaking to God with these words in his prayers. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. He is asking God to teach him the truth over and over and over. In his prayers, every day, he asks for this very precious gift to come to the knowledge of the truth. Do we pursue it? Do we want really to know it? Do we care to know the truth about whom we are, about who God is, about the way to salvation? Or everything is confused and we are happy with this confusion? The people who love the truth, they pursue it. They do not sit in the shade feeling comfortable in where they are, enjoying feeling ignorant. The second thing, the people who love the truth, they yield under its authority. When I know that this is the truth, this is what God wants me to do, then I yield under this. Let me ask you a question. If I believe that fasting is something important, a spiritual practice that is intended for all the believers at all the time, this makes us more receptive to the word of God and more able to offer repentance. If this is the truth, why I do not fast then? Why we do not fast if this is the truth? Sometimes actually we say, what is fasting? What is its importance? Are changing food, and we keep on mocking those who people who fast and that are eating vegetables and beans, and this will make their mind to do so and so. Why we do this? Because we don't want to yield under the authority of the truth. If this is right, if this is befitting a Christian, why I am not doing it? The people who love the truth, they pursue it, and when they come to know it, they submit to its authority. And also, they allow it to change and free them. If I know that I am wrong, my desires in my heart are lustful, are not right, and I came to know the truth about this, what I should be doing? I should allow this truth to change me and free me. I know that I cannot be freed unless I will repent. I know that I cannot repent unless I will confess. Then why not? Why not to allow the truth to free and change me? As the Lord said in the Gospel of St. John, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We will live in bondage as far as we do not want to know the truth, we do not want it to yield under its authority and allow it to change and free us. The people who love the truth, they declare it and they support it. They are not hiding. They are not afraid to say, this is what I believe. If somebody come and ask you in your workplace, why you do not eat this and this in this specific time? How usually we react to this? Do I feel comfortable to say that I am orthodox? Do I feel proud to say, I'm not speaking about bride here with the wrong meaning. Do I feel content in saying that because I am orthodox, this is my set of belief, I cannot do this? Or I feel like the truth is not something I want to reveal. Do I feel that I belong to this church? And I really, whenever somebody come and ask me, I will not shy away from saying, I am Coptic Orthodox. Or I feel like I belong to a group of weird people. I don't know what they are doing. It's their belief system. I go and share them because simply they are the people who speak Arabic. Do how we feel towards the truth that our church kept it for us? Do we feel that we are proud of it? We want to declare it? Or we feel like, I'm not sure actually. They say so in the church, and all of these kind of responses. Look, here's King David saying, I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. I did not conceal it. I did not hide it. I revealed it to everyone. If I believe, is, for example, that cursing is wrong, if I know that God will maybe condemn me when my tongue is always unclean, then why I do so? Why I declare to everyone that I do not believe in so, otherwise I would change the way I'm speaking. If I believe that no liars will inherit the kingdom, then why I am not declaring so? Why I shy away from saying this, and on the contrary, when I do these kind of sins, I am declaring to everyone I do not believe that there is a truth about that. Today the calling for all of us is to love the truth and pursue it. And to say that we love the truth, we have to do all of these things. We pursue it with diligence. We seek the truth. Where is it? What it is about? Secondly, we should yield under the authority. We should allow the truth to change and free us. And also we should declare it and support it wherever we go and with whomever we meet. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.